12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Time now to get into Algoa Cares. Representing the NSRI, the National Sea Rescue Institute, is Andrew Ingram, who heads up the Directorate, or the Drowning Prevention Directorate. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares.
Good afternoon, Casey. Thank you very, very much for having me on your show.
Only a pleasure. In all honesty, I was always under the impression the NSRI was a parastatal of government, which is in fact contrary to public perception. Lay down the facts about the organization and objectives.
Yeah, indeed. No, that's very far from the truth. So Sea Rescue, or the National Sea Rescue Institute, is an NPO. We're funded by public money. In fact, what keeps us going is about 100,000 donors who donate an average of about 50 rand a month.
Wow.
And then a whole bunch of corporates and state entities and so on also come into it. But I think the main thing about Sea Rescue is that everybody who goes to sea in the traditional search and rescue role is an unpaid volunteer. And I think that is really what makes us so special.
Heroes in disguise, without a doubt. Andrew, tell us more about the Pink Boy campaign. What is this? What does this entail?
So the Pink Boys are one of the projects that we've been developing over the last couple of years. Sea Rescue has changed enormously from the traditional search and rescue organization that we were a decade ago. We now have free survival swimming lessons that we teach children who can't afford swimming lessons. Mm-hmm. We have water safety instructors in schools. We reach about 600,000 children a year with free water safety education. We do lifeguarding. And then the Pink Boys. So what happened with them is that we noticed repeatedly we would be called to drowning in progress, and you would find two people have drowned, or one person is suffering from non-fatal drowning symptoms and another person has drowned. And the words that we use to describe this is a failed peer rescue. What happens is one person gets into difficulty in the water. Somebody else sees that person in difficulty. It doesn't really know what to do, but feels an obligation to go and help. I mean, just imagine you down on the beach and you see a youngster getting pulled out in a rip current, and it's like serious stuff. So people then swim out to try and help somebody, but they have no idea what to do. Often the person who goes out is an older man who kind of remembers himself as a 20-year-old, but he's just not that fit. And that good Samaritan who means so well lands up drowning. And very often the initial person who gets who was in difficulty manages to get rescued or get themselves out. So we did a whole bunch of research on this, and like, how do you stop people? And then in 2017, the World Health Organization published a report on preventing drowning, and they came out with six interventions that they recommended for organizations to implement in their countries to try and make a dent in these terrible drowning statistics. And one of these interventions is to train bystanders in safe rescue and resuscitation. So the problem with somebody going into the water to help somebody else in difficulty is that they become tired, they can't float. So if you provide flotation, then the victim and the person who's going out to try and help that that person can't drown because they are floating. They're holding on to something that's floating.
Yes.
So we started intensive campaigns to educate the public in what is safe rescue and how to do CPR. So what is safe rescue? We say don't go into the water to help somebody. It's extremely dangerous. Rather phone for help. So on our Pink Rescue Boy signs, we've got the emergency telephone numbers for the services in the area. And we advise people to throw the Pink Boy to somebody in difficulty, not go in. So actually, by far the majority of people who use a Pink Boy do go into the water. And what we've learned is that if somebody's going into the water, they're going in and you're not going to stop them. Mm-hmm. But what happens 99% of the time is that a woman uses the emergency telephone number to phone for help, and a man will take the boy in to try and effect a rescue. And about 30% of those people who go into the water are trained lifeguards. So that really negates any kind of danger. The good news is that we've had 68 lives saved using these pink rescue buoys with no harm to a rescuer and no failed rescue. So I think it's an amazing body of evidence that we're building up.
100%. Andrew, off the cuff, how many of these pink buoys do we have across our coastal fronts?
Well, so around South Africa, inland waters, that's dams, rivers, and on the beaches, we've deployed just over 900 of them.
Wow. Well done. Nice one. You're calling on the public to play their part where in some cases, these pink buoys find feet as well, goes missing. How can the public assist?
Well, so I think that the big thing is for people to understand that they are emergency devices, emergency flotation. They're not toys. So we have two categories of people who take them. Children are one, and they take them because they're pretty and they're pink. So adults just need to educate those children to not play with them. And the other category is young men, kind of late teens and through their 20s, often on a Friday night or a Saturday night. And some of those boys are brought back to us early in the week by a sheepish young man who says that he found this in the garden. And that's cool. Like, as long as we get them back, I think the main thing is to educate communities that they are rescue devices, that do save lives. Please don't play with them. And if we get buy-in from people who live around where the boys are deployed, it's just a win.
In terms of donations, can our listeners donate directly to you guys? How do we go about it?
Well, the easiest way to do that, Casey, is on any one of our social media platforms. So you can contact us on any of those platforms or visit our website. And there's a great big good donate now to help us button that's really, really easy to do via various methods, whatever is easiest for you. And a pink rescue buoy is R1,500. Hopefully we'll get buy-in from the Nelson Mandela Bay municipality soon that we can deploy them in that area.
Andrew, all of the best to you guys at NSRI. Algoa Country, we have all the details for your perusal up on our website, algoafm.co.za. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, Andrew.
Thank you, Casey. Have a lekker afternoon.
Likewise.
Algoa FM. Your music. Your world.